Good morning, everyone. Zayin Marchesh, we're holding in Siman Tes Halacha Yud, and we're going to Siman Tes Halacha Yud. A few halachas, but very nagel maise. A person takes off his talis, and his intention is to put it back right away. He does not make a bracha again, even if he goes to the bathroom, because technically you could go to the bathroom with your talis. It actually is brought down by the poskim that even when it comes to a talis katan, a person should try to tuck his tzitzis in when he goes to the bathroom. We discussed that today our bathrooms in some way halachically are like palaces, so there's much more reason to be lenient, but lechatchila, that would be the right thing to do. If a person took off his talis and then later on decide to put it back again, a person has to make a bracha. That's called nimlach. If a person's in the middle of davening and he just takes off his talis, he's not really thinking, so the intention is, Mishnah says that he should not make a bracha because the intention is to put it back. Interesting that the Piskei Teshuva writes that if a person takes his talis off, let's say, in the morning after Shachris, and he goes for a break and he comes back on Yom Kippur for Mincha, he does not make a bracha because the intention was to wear it again. However, if there's a great Hesach Hadas, especially people that say they exercise and they even changed another talis katan, like they have these mesh ones like we discussed, that it's kedai to wear these types of tzitzis if you're worried about sweating up, etc. You should try to wear any of these types of tzitzis, especially that they're woven. So then you're going to make, when you take put on the talis gadol, or even a real regular talis katan, you should make another bracha, especially like I said, when there's a tremendous Hesach Hadas, you went to the bathroom, you went to the shvitz, you exercised, etc. The next halacha is if a person's talis falls off and all he has in his hand is basically the talis is not on his shoulder at all, it's just in his hand, so the halacha is he has to make a bracha again. So this is the way the kids are paskins. However, the Sfardim and many other achorim don't make a bracha even if it fully fell off. Rather, the Ben Ish Chai says to be meharer a bracha. But meikar adin, the person lost the bracha, lost the mitzvah, it fell off, and therefore he should make a new bracha. That's Seif Yud. What the Seif Yud Aleph? The Kitzur Paskins, and of course this is based on an amazing concept in Chazal, that on occasion, that's very important to know, Be'akrai means on occasion, a person is allowed to take the talis of his friend, meaning to say, you come to Shul and you don't know, you forgot your talis. So the Aloch is that a person could rely on Nichalei Le'inish Le'avad Mitzvah B'Moyna, which means that people love or are comfortable, I don't want to say love, they're comfortable that you are using their items for mitzvah. However, there's big exceptions. The Poskim Lemot Chaliyo writes it, that today you have to be careful. Today people are more makbin. Number two, if there's a chisoron case, for example, you sweat a lot, and you're going to cause it to become disgusting, then you're actually causing a loss, you're not allowed to. Not only that, Mod Chaliyah writes that it's kedai very much today, and this is also based on the Mishnah Berurah, that if the person's around, don't just rely on this chazaka, but rather ask them. If a person just taking a talis to get an aliyah or to do birkas kahanim, so most poskim can hold that you do not make a bracha. Interesting, we'll see in a second that the kitzur still holds that if it's a talis shel kohal, that means it's not your friend's talis, but it's a talis of the shul, so you can make a bracha. But that too, most annoying not to make a bracha. A person, even if he's borrowing a talis from your friend, you should not take it outside of the house. A person would be makbid that you're taking it to another shul, you're taking it home, etc. If it was folded, you gotta refold it. That's, by the way, derech eretz, but it's also the halacha. If a person is on Shabbos and we don't fold the talis on Shabbos, then you don't have to fold it because we assume that the person is okay with you not folding. However, today, most fold the talis just in the opposite direction, and he's okay with that if it's Shabbos. Okay, as I mentioned, when it comes to a talis of a kahal, meaning the shul's talis, so according to the kitzur, you do make a bracha, even if you're just getting an aliyah, because it's considered yours. It's going to be halacha, and many other chorim did not make a bracha. See if you'd base very nagel ma'aseh. Someone asked me in the group, what type of tzitzis do you have to wear? So, as the kitzur points out, that usually when we see tzemer, wool in the Torah, it refers to rechelim ve'elim, which refers to sheep wool and ram's wool. Generally speaking, most people have what's called sheep's wool. And here's where the kitzur discuss them so interesting, that they used to make a lot of the different combinations. And so the shesi and the orev, which you in English is called the warp and the weft, the vertical and the horizontal types of threads. And used to make these different combinations. The kitzur is very not fond of it. And in fact, he holds even if you have the tzitzis itself, meaning not the taz, not the garment, but the tzitzis itself is made of wool, it's still questionable, and therefore don't make a bracha on it. He also discusses silk types of tzitzis and silk types of garments. This is not so common today, but the Maisa of the Kitzur doesn't like any of these examples. Even if you heard tzitzis is made of wool, le Maisa halacha le Maisa we paskin, and this is for the Ben Ish Chayanos and the Mishnah Berurah, that when you use wool tzitzis, that's like the secret weapon. That's the best type of tzitzis, and it takes care of everything: cotton, polyester, nylon. And all these garments, Mordechai quotes that you could wear and you could even make a bracha, so long as the tzitzis is made of wool, as we just pointed out, and as long as these types of materials are woven. Sometimes these materials are not even woven, so as we pointed out, then it's kedai not to make a bracha, but still kedai to wear it. And the Rav Moshe finds that the Tzaddik has a tshuva taka in one of his chalukim where he doesn't like the nylons or different types of new materials. But like we said, our person said you could, and especially when you're exercising and not wear anything, it's better to wear so. When it comes to what's called cotton, so many people can't wear wool. Someone told me it's very uncomfortable, especially in the summer, it gets too hot. So the Chazon Ish, the Maise held, like the Vilna Gaon, you see this in the family, that they held very much like the Vilna Gaon, and therefore he held that you could wear cotton, and he was even dafka makbit to wear cotton because it's midrabanan to show that to be mechazik, so to speak, the shitas, the opinions of that, even though it's midrabanan, you have to wear tzitzis. Now, Rav Moshe has many interesting tshuvas, and at the end of the day, he is definitely melamed tzchus, and people that in the summer don't wear wool, but he says baal nefesh should, and he says tova la bracha. So if a person could wear wool, gevaldik. Some say no. What do you mean wool is in the summer? It's not really even really considered a normal garment, and that's really what I would say is a limud zchus. And especially if someone has a difficult time doing so, there's much to rely on. And last halacha for today's seif. This is probably the most classical shailas that the people send me on the WhatsApp. And women, mothers, will see many times the shitsuti on their children's tzitzis where it gets torn, especially because they're running and everything else. So what's the halacha? And the halacha is the following. The rules are you need to have full two strings left. Now remember, there's really eight strings, but eight strings are really four strings. Four strings folded over becoming eight strings. So technically speaking, if you have two full strings left, you're okay. But let's make it even more practical. The halacha is the following. You have eight strings. Let's go through one step at a time. If a person has, there's one more rule. If you have a tzitzis that's torn, but you have what's called kedei aniva is enough to make a bow. Now there's a dispute how much that means. According to Chayadim, it's four gedolim, which is 3.2 inches to 3.8. According to Be'alach, it's two gedolim, two thumbs worth, which is one person, 1.9. Simple nafkamina. You have eight strings on your son's tzitzis. One string completely is off now. Got caught, it's torn. That's not a problem at all. Because you know on the other side, you have a full size of tzitzis. What happens if two strings get torn? So here, as long as you know that the two strings are on the same side, which means that on the opposite side, when they made it, they were careful to make sure that they are the two opposite sides of the string. So therefore, it's not a problem. Because since they're on the same side, again, look at your tzitzis. You'll see it's on the same side. So two strings, if they're fully cut off, they will still be okay because you know on the other side, they are fully intact. More than two is already a halachic shayla, machlokes rishonim, etc. Therefore, you should definitely change. You don't have to rush, but you should try to change. And in such a case, definitely, even if the other strings, meaning even if it's just two strings or even one string, Pesukei Teshuvah actually writes as lechatchila is kedai to change. But again, halachically, as we just said, when up to two strings, you're safe. Have an amazing day.